Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Thursday. We're inching through the week. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's in his spot. Jim Colony, you know he'll be here in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
It's great. It's fantastic. It was another beautiful day yesterday, which was good things.
Yes, it was. It was perfect. If I were still playing golf, it would have been a good day to play golf, but I can never find time on my schedule, and it is what it is. I have something today that I have not done in a long time, and since the pandemic started. So I ordered something in the mail. I didn't like the way that it fit, and you can return it via mail, but it ended up being a pain having to print out the label, figure this out, do all. And there's a retail location at Ross Park Mall of the place that I ordered it from.
Okay.
So one of the options was take it to the mall. And plus, I think at the mall, they may have a different, they may have a different style of kind of the same product that I'm looking for at the retail location.
So you figure just take care of it in person.
First time I'll be to the mall. And I'm not a big mall guy anyway. No. There's a couple stores I go to, one or two stores at the mall, but it'll be the first time I've been to the mall since the whole pandemic hit. And I feel, I'm not anxious. That's the wrong word.
Curious?
Yes, that's probably the right word.
Yeah, that's fair.
It'll probably be a get in and get out endeavor, but I'm wondering, like, I'm real big on trying stuff on because I am in between two sizes in everything. I'm in between, like, if it's marked by size, I'm in between a medium and a large in, like, pants, in shorts and stuff.
Okay.
And I have, like, a 32-inch waist. But a lot of stuff is now, like, M or L. And I've got to try it on.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
But are you allowed to try stuff on?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, how else are you supposed to find out if it fits or not, right?
I don't know. I haven't been to the mall. I haven't been to any of these stores. I just order stuff online. And then when I order the stuff online, what happens is I get it and hope it just fits. And most of the other stuff that it hasn't, if I didn't like it or didn't like, I just threw it in the thing and I went and, you know, sent it back via the mail.
Right.
And there was like a return thing. This is actually a hat that I got and didn't like the way that it fits. So I've got to take that back.
The big move that my wife constantly does is if you're between two sizes, you order both and then just return one once you've tried them on at home. That's what she was doing a lot. Actually, I don't even think it was a pandemic-related thing.
Right?
She just would much rather try things on at home. And it's so ridiculously easy to return things.
I know. My friend does that all the time.
You don't even need a package. Like, you could get the package, like the little white bag from Amazon, and maybe there's a shirt in it or whatever it may be, piece of clothing. And you don't even have to read the instructions that say, like, pull tab here and rip it off and neatly open it. You could grab that package and tear into it like a Doberman destroying an intruder in the middle of the night. Just rip that package apart.
Yeah.
It could be gone. It could be garbage. It could be incinerated. And if you go to the, you return via Amazon or whatever it is, you go to the UPS store with the item and the little barcode, they'll scan your phone, they'll take the item, and they'll ship it for you.
Jeez.
It's amazing. Like, it's way too, the ladies at the UPS store at Bill Green Shopping Center right there on the Cloverleaf in Pleasant Hills, they know, I mean, three times a week I'm going in there to return things. That's how easy it is to return.
Well, my friend was telling me something similar. He goes to inside, there's like a kiosk or something inside Kohl's.
Yes.
And he takes something.
That's another way to do it.
He takes things there.
I'm not messing with trying to find a parking spot at Kohl's, walking in, going all the way to the back of the store to the customer service department where they have that little drop box. I'm not screwing around with all that. I just go, the ladies at the UPS store know me. They're nice. I hand them the thing. They scan my phone. Bang, I'm out.
Because I only get clothes from like a couple different companies, and I know one of the companies especially, I know the size I wear in just about all the stuff.
So it's a safe bet if you order that size, you're good.
Correct.
But a lot of stuff you order online now, it's a total crapshoot.
Correct.
Like t-shirts, I am between large and extra large every single time. I feel bad. Like when Amanda from promotion says, hey guys, I got t-shirts, what do you want? I'm like, well, depends how many beers I had the night before, to be quite honest, whether I'm large or extra large.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I go to that, I like that Steel City place, you know?
Yeah.
That make t-shirts. The owners are just fabulous people, and it's a local good business. I know I wear, like, this is a large from this NASA shirt that I have on from them. This is a large from them. I know I wear large there.
Right.
I know that there's, like, the Nike Dry Fit stuff, though.
Yeah.
Some of the larges are too big. Like, they're too bulky.
Okay.
So I almost have to try that stuff on, and I hesitate. It's weird. I know that, like, that Lululemon stuff, I'm a large. It fits good.
Right.
And I know that they're pants, what I am, but sometimes I got to try them on. It's just, I've become crazy. That's why I'd almost rather wear old clothes until all this breaks then go and run the risk of ordering stuff online and dealing with the hassle of taking it back.
I think it's more hassle, to be honest, and I think this says a lot about retail shopping in the future. It's more of a hassle to go to the mall or go to the store, try things on, and then go home than it is to order both sizes.
Very good thought. Let me stop you there.
Yeah.
I feel guilty doing that. I feel like I need to get over that. You know, I know you're going to tell me that, but so, I feel like I'm putting someone out all the time when I do that. There's a guilt that comes into my mind.
My guilt around that is focused on the fact that when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, and even into my college years and first year or two out of college, to be honest, I worked a lot of retail, right? I worked at, well, it was Koenig Sports, and then it was Champs, and then I worked at American Eagle for a little bit, you know? And so all those jobs, I understand how important it is to have those jobs. Very important. But here's the deal. Those jobs, maybe not in totality, not the whole cumulative number, because I know retail is down huge over the last few years, but a lot of those jobs, they're popping up at those UPS stores and those Amazon places where they need people to deliver, they need people to return, they need people to process, and maybe, I don't know if it's the same pay rate or not, but those jobs are popping up in other sectors and other parts of the industry that are involved with getting you whatever clothes
supply
or goods
chain
you want.
Or whatever it is. Yes.
All
yes.
of that.
Logistics.
So
yeah.
I stopped feeling guilty about returning to the UPS store five times a week because I look at it as, you know, I never went to the UPS store pre-pandemic.
Okay.
Very rarely. And
maybe
now
I need to get over
I walk in there, there's four people working, and they're all taking packages from people, and they're busy. So I'm keeping them in business.
I feel so guilty ordering two things, knowing somebody brought it all the way to my house, knowing that somebody brought it to my door, knowing I took it out of packaging that somebody packaged up, knowing that I'm going to do that reverse process, send it back, do all that,
right.
Give it to, and then put it on my body, send it, and then I'm doing that just because I know one's not going to fit.
The only part of actually shopping retail that I really miss was actually being able to feel the stuff. You know what I mean? Like t-shirts, you can look at it online, but you say to yourself, great, is this that 75% cotton, really scratchy stuff
right.
that is not going to feel all that comfortable when I put it on? Or is this one of those super soft, really nice t-shirts and it's going to be totally comfortable?
I don't wear jeans and I only wear one kind of pants.
Okay.
I wear one brand of pants from one place that is one style that they've made and I really like them. So I have, I honestly have probably 12 pair of those same pants. I feel like Monk or whatever that show is.
I'm the exact opposite. I have one pair of jeans that I just wear over and over.
Well, I have the same ones in a bunch of, I have like four that are like gray, like three that are dark blue, some that are light gray, and a couple black ones. And I love these pants. So I wear those. And then shorts, I wear either like kind of like workout-ish kind of shorts or khaki, like golf shorts.
Okay.
And they're all from the same place. And so I'm good on those, but with shirts, sometimes you can get the same. Oh, people can feel this. I know you can feel what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
You get the same size shirt, but the sleeve rides up a little shorter or longer, and that irks the hell out of me. The sleeve is the big deciding factor for me, and that's why I have to try it on.
Yeah, for me, it's all about the feel. It's got to be nice and soft. It's got to be one of those soft t-shirts. If it's that scratchy cotton.
Oh, I can't do it. Yeah.
I can't. No. Like, no.
I'm going to the mall. I can't wait. I can't wait to go to the mall today and walk around just for a second. Just to get in there and walk and go.
Now, are you going to park right by the exact entrance that you need, walk in, walk out, or are you going to, like, do a lap around?
No. I normally park at Nordstrom's and walk through Nordstrom's. That's my move. There's a little lot, like, that's by Nordstrom's. I go right in there, walk through Nordstrom's. Look at and wonder why would that woman spend $1,100 on those pair of shoes? And then I walk right through Nordstrom's. And
just because the bottoms are red? I don't understand.
It's crazy, though. What's cool with Nordstrom's, though, is you'll honestly see an $1,100 pair of shoes. $1,100. And then you'll look next to it, and there's like a $13 t-shirt that's really nice that's marked down. You're like, I'm going to buy that. It also is, no kidding, here's a tip. If you have kids, Nordstrom's one of the best places to buy kids' shoes.
The
prices are very reasonable, and they're great shoes. But then you'll look next to you, and there'll be a sweater for a woman, and you're like, oh, that looks okay. $2,200. Who's buying that?
They're trying to trick
you. And then there's nice, like, New Balance and Nike shoes for kids that are, like, $31. How is this work place?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I walk through Nordstrom's and then get to the body of the mall, so to speak, and then go to the store that I need to go to return this hat and then see if they have the different hat. Because I have the same – I'm Monk or whatever that guy is. I have the same hat, but it's black. It's starting to fade a little bit.
Oh, you can't do the fade.
So I ordered it online.
Okay.
But it came and it was a different bit of a style, and I want to see if they have the – I bought it at the store.
See, I'm a ride the hat into the ground kind of.
No, I can't. I want it. It's fading on the brim a little bit. It's turning like the black is turning to gray a little bit.
I've had hats literally when I was younger, college, 20s, things like that. Hats literally disintegrate while they were on my head. I wore them that long. So
I got to do that. I got to do that. So and I might walk through the food court and see what's happening. Might get something to drink.
No samples.
No MSG. No MSG with those samples.
No.
Nope. That's a great question. Have a conversation with that person. Ask them, say, what is MSG? They go, no, there's none. What is it? There's none.
That's all they want you to know is that there is none.
Man, yeah, that cottage industry has kind of gone real.
Crushed.
Yes. The whole hold a tray out there.
Yeah.
The sample of the Asian food.
Uh-huh.
No MSG. Here you go. Toothpick. Bang.
Yep.
There it is. You walk by enough times, you don't have to buy anything.
Nope. No lunch needed.
Yeah. Jason Mackey, 8 o'clock, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jeff Hathorn, beat man for all season, 7:30. One of our favorites, NFL Network. Wow. Aditi Kinkabala. She is great.
Best.
We had her last week. People said, we need more. We need more Aditi Kinkabala. 9 o'clock, she joins us. And NHL, so we have NFL Network, then NHL Network in the 9 o'clock hour. EJ Raddick going to join at 9:30. Hello to you. Steelers schedule's out. We talk about some of that. We get into Penguins as well. What a good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.